very emotional, Tom, I have to say now. It means a lot as a Burtman to we've won many a county hurley title, but to win a football title was very emotional now. It was a very tight game. We knew we'd had to be beat again, but it was just emotional. It was emotional.
Yeah, because it was almost gone and then you got the late penalty.
We were working so much in defence and there was 1-4 given away with mistakes, really, really bad mistakes, and we'll give a bit of credit to Milford for stepping up and making the mistakes because they're playing at a higher level. But that goal, Darren made a mistake. If I were smothering the ball and giving it away, and we worked the 4 points up and we were pretty comfortable. We were comfortable. Goal. And then they got a Kevin's point, the ball burst over the bar, probably set it off, because from the kicker to short kicker, they got 4 points in 30 seconds. From all the work we got to get four up, we were level. So then we had to settle down. They went a point up, and then we settled back on it again. Then they went three up, then we went man for man, which is the easy way out, but we went man for man. Then we said go for it, we helped the go for it, and we worked on the goal, which was a blatant penalty. It was a penalty on corner for a young man to step it up with the last kick of the game to score. We knew when we got into the extra time that I think the tail was between us then. You know, I think we had the buzz behind us because they thought they had it won, and we're young boys with a lot of energy, but it was a great one. Great.
What does this mean for the club, for football in the club?
It means that we always play football. We always have played football, you know what I mean? But just winning means a lot, you know what I mean? But installing a winning mentality in a team that's happy competing is hard to do. And that's why I'd be so vocal on the line, because I played and I know what the boys individually are like, and they need it. And I know we roll that, and I go home hoarse, and my wife's saying, talk to me, and I'm sitting with my head sore. But it means a lot. It means a lot for us. It means a lot to the team. A lot of Kieran Dowds, Mickey McCann, and Nixie End, and McDermott, and Martin Dunne, older boys. But the younger boys, it means ever as much, definitely.
Yeah. Conor Harkin got the two goals. Paul McHugh, one man of the match. Sean McHugh, outstanding as well. I thought Darragh Grant, I know.
He made a mistake, but you're right.
Through.
And he didn't shack it then. He went on for 5 minutes, but he came back at it again. But I thought Conor Harkin was immense. He's been immense since he came back from America for us now. And like, I know they go man to man on Mark Coyle, because Mark Coyle's a bit of class about him, and it's hard for Coyle, but because he's not as physically strong as Conor. But I thought Conor and Paul McHugh and Sean McHugh, everybody was immense. Everybody.
You're back here tomorrow. Does that dampen celebrations?
We are back. I don't know what time. The ground man said to me, what time we'll be here at night? What time? Throw on, half two. Well, we'll get ready. We'll get ready the old days and the bus on the way up. But we'll be here.
Conor, two goals. Big difference, and now celebrating Intermediate Championship success.
Yeah, unbelievable feeling. I'm just done. Hey, I left everything on the pitch, like every one of them did. It means everything to these boys. I mean everything. Like, this club is everything. You've seen the passion there, Danny Dowds. He's waiting a lifetime to see this, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and obviously really pulled it out of the bag, I suppose. Really, yeah. You know, you got fouled for the penalty, and that was a pressure kick, wasn't it?
Pressure kick, no. But I listened to, just whatever came through my mind was Jeremy Connolly in the All-Ireland final. He says, take a breath, put it in the corner and walk away. And I just put it in the corner, lucky enough it went in.
Yeah.
But unbelievable.
Yeah. And of course your goal at the end of the first half gave you a half time cushion as well.
It did, but we knew Milford were going to come out battling. Like, they done that in the second half, the last game. But we knew after a while they'll tire and we'll keep digging away. Like, and this team here doesn't know when it's beat. We don't know when it's beat, honestly.
Yeah, obviously. And really, you were the better team going into the extra time. You must really feel that you had the momentum, had you?
We did. We knew the first score is vital. Like, we knew if we get a couple of scores, then boys, the heads will go down. We are tight at the back. We're very good defensively, and thank God we got it through the line. And it means everything. Like,
yeah. It means a lot for the club, doesn't it?
Unbelievable. Like, Hurling's massive in this club, but Gaelic is coming through big time.